Hi, I'm here with Nathan Burles, who's going to talk about his research for the DACE project.
Okay, so the biggest focus at the moment at York is actually in collaboration with some people at Stirling, and we are looking at optimising Java software to try and reduce its energy consumption. In particular, we're looking at algorithms. Rather than entire software packages, we're just looking at algorithms used by applications and software all over the place. And if we can get any even small improvements there, then of course over the day, over a year, it'll be used millions, billions, trillions of times. So it can all add up to quite a big saving, either on your phone battery or on a server farm and all the power that's used there. So we've got a paper that we're presenting next week at EuroGP, which is a European conference on genetic programming. And we were optimising Quicksort and specialising it to work more effectively on what are commonly bad inputs. So Quicksort, on the average case, is pretty much as good as a sorting algorithm can be. But in certain cases, if you give it a sorted or reverse sorted input, it degrades to really bad, really slow. N squared, in fact, in terms of time. And so we were trying to specialise Quicksort in order to work faster on these kind of bad inputs. We did this using the template method. So the template method means that you write an algorithm template. So in Quicksort, most of it stays static every time you pass in an array, and it finds a pivot value and uses that pivot to segment the array into three sections, less than the pivot, equal to the pivot, or greater than the pivot, and then it runs again on the less than and the greater than sections, so it's recursive. The pivot value, or the function used to generate the pivot value, is what varies from one instance of Quicksort to another. So we used everything else was a template, and created a little pivot function that could vary using genetic programming, and ran it hyperheuristically, which is something I'm not going to go into right now. But yeah, we ran it using a hyperheuristic framework, and managed to improve upon a standard Quicksort pivot function by an order of magnitude, I think. So if you are sorting these kind of generally bad Quicksort arrays inputs, then this new pivot function is better. It saves energy.
But that's quite a dramatic result, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. I mean, as to how often you would necessarily want to sort that kind of input, it depends, I guess, what you're doing. But yeah, it's definitely a proof of concept at the very least. You can get significant savings by using some kind of hyperheuristic to tailor an algorithm to what you're doing. Yeah.
So what's next?
We are working on a couple of things in Google's Guava library, which is a library for Java. We're working on them for the Symposium on Search-Based Software Engineering Challenge track.
Yeah.
And we haven't yet submitted them, so I won't go into detail as to what we're doing. But yeah, we're looking at optimising things there. Again, specialising them to either a particular input or a particular application in order to reduce the energy consumption. And we've, as part of the Templar work, which was the Quicksort I was talking about,
yeah,
we developed a fitness function which, you, if you give us a piece of Java code, we will tell you how much energy it uses. We're not doing that by measuring it at a plug, because the accuracy there is incredibly low. And of course, if you're comparing two algorithms that you've only changed a tiny, tiny fraction between them, then you won't be able to tell the difference. The noise that you get from a measurement will hide any kind of actual fair comparison. So instead, we are actually tracing the execution of the Java code in a JVM that we've slightly modified so we can extract the counts of various different bytecodes and use a model of the energy required by each bytecode to create a total estimation, essentially, of the energy. But it means that we can do it a lot more accurately and repeatably as well, which is important, of course. We need to be able to test these things more than once and don't just get a number out. But yeah, so that was something that we've developed, which obviously we're now trying to use more because we spent a lot of time doing that. And it seems to it seems to work, and so obviously we want to keep using it.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's that.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's probably all.
Thank you.